It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Valley Zone Phoenix Chorale, led by Charles Bruffy, has won its third Grammy Award at the 58th Annual Grammy Award Ceremony a couple of days ago in Los Angeles. The Chorale's joint recording of Rachmaninoff, All Night Vigil, was recognized as Best Choral Performance. Artistic director Charles Bruffy accepted the award. Rachmaninoff, All Night Vigil, was recorded at St. Peter's Cathedral in Kansas City, Kansas, with 56 singers from the Phoenix Chorale and the Kansas City Chorale. The recording was released by Shondos Records on the 100th anniversary of the world premiere of Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil back in 1915. In his acceptance speech, Charles Bruffy said, "I couldn't be more thrilled, and I am so proud of these amazing singers who have so willingly gone on this journey with me and of the overwhelming international reception this album has received." Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil is available for purchase on iTunes and Amazon. The worlds of Hollywood film, high fashion, and opera are about to collide, causing the entire planet to wobble out of its orbit. Okay, well, maybe it won't be that momentous, but it's pretty cool. American film director Sofia Coppola is making her opera debut this year with the production of La Traviata at the Opera of Rome. Coppola, the director of Lost in Translation and The Virgin Suicides, will team up with the fashion designer Valentino for the production of Verdi's masterpiece. The designer asked Coppola to join the project after he watched her 2006 film Marie Antoinette. Citing Coppola's distinctive sensitivity and musical aesthetic and her ability to balance the classic and the modern, the Rome Opera Foundation's GM Carlo Fuertes said the production of La Traviata would take inspiration from the world of film. Englishman Nathan Crowley will design the production. He won kudos for his work on Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, while the stage costumes for the main characters will be designed and produced by Valentino and his team. Opera of Rome plans 15 performances in May and June. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.